This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. After nearly 2 weeks of dry conditions, snow will fall in the high country overnight. Meteorologist Joel Gratz is with the website Open Snow. He says statewide snowpack is at about 50% of average, but it's not time to panic yet.
Starting out a year below average, and even well below average, is not unheard of. Maybe about a third of the times of the last 20 years we've seen something like this.
Colorado usually sees its deepest snowpack around April. A bigger storm is expected later this week, bringing more snow to the mountains and some to the Front Range as early as Thursday. 95% of Colorado's ICU beds are full. This as the state saw its first two cases of the Omicron variant last week. However, officials still don't know if the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious or more severe. Governor Jared Polis on ABC's This Week.
We always wish that we had next week's information this week, next month's information this month, but we don't.
Polis repeated that the best way to defend against any COVID-19 variant is to get vaccinated and booster shots. NASA has chosen a Coloradan to potentially serve as one of its new astronauts. Nicole Ayers is a major in the Air Force and graduated from the Air Force Academy in 2011. She is a native of the state. Officials say she is one of the few women in the U.S. authorized to fly the F-22 fighter jet. The 10 astronaut candidates will now begin 2 years of training at Johnson Space Center in Houston. We'll continue with All Things Considered. You're listening to CPR.